On this edition, Talk of the Town, my name is Brett Pikita, flying solo today. We got to talk about the real estate marketing game that's going on in West Michigan. It does seem to be a game, doesn't it, as it goes back and forth. And that's why we like to have the conversation with Keller Williams, Grand Rapids North representative, Tammy Jo Budzinski. Welcome back, Tammy Jo. And here we go on that roller coaster ride. I guess it's fitting for summer, right?
It is. It's always a fun trip.
Well, let's talk about something that you want to kind of put minds at ease, because you hear about there's no inventory, there's low inventory. We've seen this before, but this is different than when you go back to even 2007, 2008, right?
It is. And I think a lot of people are just nervous about doing anything right now, and that shouldn't be the case based upon the stats that we have to work with, because stats don't lie.
Well, let's talk about some of those stats. It's interesting because it is different now. Wages are higher. There's just a different set of circumstances than there was in 2007 and 8, right?
Correct. So what I want to tell people up front is that since 1960, home values have always increased during every recession that we've had since then, except for 2008, 9, 10, that little bubble. But even though they went down so fast, we recovered within a few years after that. Home values always increase, so it's a steady, consistent format. And what I want to share is that, you know, during this time, we're not unaffordable right now. Looking at what the housing has done during the boom, 15 years ago, prices were high, wages were low, and interest rates were over 6%.
Right.
Today, prices are high again, but wages have increased, and interest rates are still about 6%. So the comfort range is starting to shrink a little bit for a lot of people that are trying to get into the market because the values are high. But based on like that 20% down, you're looking at most people don't want to exceed a 28% income. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So when you're looking to purchase, you don't want to exceed that threshold. That's kind of like how they set you up for your budget and for your debt-to-income ratio. In 2007... before we hit that crash, that bubble starting to pop in 2008, we were at 34.1% was the average.
Wow.
It was high. Today, we're at 25.8%. So we're below that threshold. I also want to look at like foreclosures, because right now what people don't realize is that because the values have increased quite significantly, equity is very, very strong. Back in 2007 and 8, and a little bit before that, we were using our homes like credit cards, meaning that the minute we had equity built up, we use them to do something with it.
Right.
You remember that? I mean,
yes.
I did it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wanted a picket fence. I got myself a picket fence. I had money in my house. I used it. And so nowadays, people are much more conscious of that. They're letting that equity sit and build. And so if they get into a little financial hardship, or maybe they change jobs, something like that, they can now choose to sell the house and make a nice profit versus being underwater. So listen to this. Ready? Here's some stats, because stats don't lie. In 2007, 1 million homes were foreclosed. In 2008, 1.75 million homes were foreclosed. 2009, we were up to 2 million homes foreclosed. 2010, 1.8. Now, let's jump to the recession, you know, to our COVID times of 2020. We had 129,000 foreclosed.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Why? Because people have equity. Watch this. 2021, only 38,000 foreclosed. So we're not talking millions. So people are looking for this bubble to pop. It isn't going to happen like that. Values are still expected to increase about 8% this year. So we're still having a rising economy in that regard. I foresee it trying to stabilize, starting to slow down a little bit. But we're averaging, you know, a few, four or five or six multiple offers at a time. With offers in, because there just isn't the inventory that we need yet.
Now, the interesting thing before we get into supply of homes and how many months out, because you've got some more staggering figures to show.
I do.
Want to remind you, we're talking with Tammy Jo Budzinski, Keller Williams, Grand Rapids North, but you can check her out at her website, tjhomes.com. That's a great resource to get started. There's a free seller's guide there. She's got blogs. She's got all kinds of information. Feel right at home is her motto, and you can do that, tjhomes.com with Tammy Jo. Now, take us through supply of homes and explain this, because this was real interesting to me from 2007 to where we sit right now, where you're under 2 months.
Yeah. So to give you some perspective, we normally have on an average healthy market, 6 months of inventory, healthy. Because of what we've been living the past six, seven, 8 years of this fast paced, you know, feeling homes going off the market, we've had a different feeling about that. Like now if we're getting a little bit longer on length of time, we're going, oh, there's something wrong. And it's not. We're going back to healthy. And so 2007, we had 9.6 months of inventory on average. 2010, we were at 8.5 months of inventory on the market. So that means, let me translate that. That means if I listed a house today, on average, it would take about 8.5 months for all the homes to be sold. So that means that we have that many homes on the market before we get to nothing. There is so much inventory for people to choose from. It would take 8.5 months for people to use up all the homes on market with no other homes coming on the market.
Right.
Now, looking at 2020, average time on market, average number of months of supply, 1.9 months. 2021, average supply, 1.8 months. So there isn't that cushion of having so much to pick from that the market gets absorbed so fast because we are in such desperate need of housing. And new construction, it was kind of put on hold during 08 through 12 when we had that little recession, that little one, quote unquote. Now we had COVID that kind of put on hold again. Guess who needs houses?
Yeah.
So we're behind where we're supposed to be by thousands.
Let me do this, Tammy Jo. I think this is interesting because I have friends, you know, soccer parents from my daughter's soccer team that are in the real estate game. And it's real interesting to talk to them. And I know you can give some advice here about if you're right now, let's say you're getting into the housing market. You're a young couple about to get married. Yep. Maybe you just got married. You know, what do you need to do? Because that's a total different game. And he was talking about cash and having things ready and be ready to go because things are going to move quickly. And that's not what I'm used to with my wife. You know, this is our third house now we've been in, and we kind of went through that process like you were talking about where it took maybe a month or it took a couple months. You had to be patient. It's a whole different game now, and you've got to be ready and have all your chips in order, right?
Yep. I call it ducks in a row. I call it quacking.
Yeah.
And so I'm meeting with a lot of people that possibly want to sell, possibly want to buy. Fantastic. We have to be ready because we don't know when the right one comes up, and we don't know when we're going to get the right one. It could take us a month. It could take us five offers. It could take whatever it may be. But the most important part for especially somebody coming into the home buying process, into real estate, into their first home or their second or even their third, is watching those interest rates. Don't wait a year expecting them to come down because you might be pricing yourself out of the market. If costs are expected to increase by 8% this year and interest rates also increase by, you know, 0.25% again or another 0.5%, that may be a difference in your payment by hundreds of dollars per month, and you may no longer be able to afford what you could have afforded now. If you're having a hard time finding what you're looking for now, say at 250, imagine when prices still increase by the end of this year into next, you're going to have a lot harder time. There's not going to be anything available. I just did a search for a customer that wants to buy an investment property from North Grand Rapids, like up to Belden. So a pretty good span. There were six houses. Six under 200.
Oh,
only two in Grand Rapids.
You got to be ready, and that's why we recommend tjhomes.com. You can go to our website right there and find out more information. And as well, too, I'll say this real quick. If you're looking to sell your home, be ready to have a place for you to go because it might not last very long. I'm walking around my neighborhood in Byron Center, and you know that's one of the hot zips that we talk about. I mean, we're talking, they're gone in like a week or 2 weeks. You'll see the for sale and then sold, and it's just amazing to me.
Correct. And we always have backup plans built in. So it's never where we just put a seller on the market and say, good luck. We always know where they're going. We always have a strategy in place to help them land where they need to land. So it's never where you're nerve-wracking. Does that make sense?
Yes. And you want to take the worry out of it when it comes to the real estate game.
100%.
She is Tammy Jo Budzinski, Keller Williams, Grand Rapids North. Find out more at tjhomes.com. And Tammy, thank you so much. Happy summer, I guess, right?
Well, thank you, and have a great day.
This has been another edition of Talk of the Town here on Wood Radio.